olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Talofa Charlotte.
Fatalo fatu foila o fionga, ma lul soi fua manuia, ma balo foila langi mama.
Tell me something about yourself. Your name is Charlotte Ellen. Yes. Whereabouts in Samoa are you from?
My dad, I know his background is in Savai and Vawala. My mom is from Fastauta and Lil Muinga Tuwai.
Right, and when did you migrate to Australia?
So I was born in Wellington, New Zealand. We moved to Auckland for a short period as far as I remember. And when I was around 7 years old, our family moved to Sydney.
And then how did you end up in Uluru?
I've been raised all my life in Sydney, or most of the life that I remember.
Whereabouts in Sydney? In the west?
In Liverpool, so southwest Sydney. Yeah. And we lived in Campbelltown area before we moved up here. But how we ended up in Uluru is all God, I have to say. It was more of a career move for us. But also, I really needed something different. I visited Uluru on a holiday in 2021, and I loved the place. I thought, imagine living and working in a World Heritage listed national park and actually giving back to a community, an Aboriginal community. And God made a way for us. I found he helped me find this job that I'm in, and my husband and I moved up over a year ago in March 2023.
So you're there with your husband. Any children?
No, we have no children, but my husband is here as well, yes.
So it's just you and your husband. How are you finding it, living and working with Indigenous people there in Uluru?
You know what? Every day is a challenge. It's very different. And they have really similar behaviours and wingers with the community here. But in the same breath, though it's challenging, it's very rewarding when you see positive outcomes here. Every day, it happens every day. It might just be talking to an elder. It might just be talking to one of the children. Like, we work our jobs from 8 a.m. to 4:30, and then after work, we take a bit of time away from our houses because we live in community as well. To come out and spend some time with the children.
You live in the community as well, what does that mean? So you live in a closed community compound?
That's right, yeah. So to be able to enter our community or Murijulu community, you have to apply for a permit through the Central Land Council. Mm. But for us, there is a compound for workers on the other side of the community, away from the actual NT housing houses. That's where we live or stay.
And your husband is working in the same line of work with the Aboriginal community?
So my husband is the maintenance officer. He cleans all of our properties here. So he cleans our business centre, he cleans up the rec hall, our boardrooms when they're hired out to other service providers. He does a great job, and everyone loves him for the work that he does here. So it's also about teaching the anangu. That's what ole ka'uanga, ole o tangata mō mua nei, or they prefer to be called anangu rather than Aboriginal. Yeah, our way for it that, you know, to keep things clean, ele lei for it more mulato soi fō malolo ina.
What do you mean? Is it animal or anamo?
Anamu, so A-N-A-N-G-U, anamu.
Anamu. Oh, yeah, anamu. Now, you're the EA for the Mutijulu Aboriginal Community Corporation. What's EA? You are an executive officer?
Yes, I am the executive assistant to the CEO. I'm currently in a acting CEO capacity at the moment while our CEO is away on leave. And that can range from so many things, from being a receptionist for the corporation to cleaning, payroll, HR, complaints, managing departments. We run a number of businesses under the corporation, so we are like a local council. We have an art gallery, the cafe. We manage the community safety patrol team, admin teams, our Ininti store, our local supermarket. We have a municipal maintenance team and then the venue hiring. So there's a lot under the corporation that we manage and assist with.
So it's like a profit. Is it a profit-making corporation? Mm-hmm. The Mutitjulu Aboriginal Community Corporation. You're non-profit, right?
Yeah, we're a charity organisation, and most of our funding, we are mostly funded by the government from state and federal.
And do you also have control over the Rock?
No, so the Rock is actually managed by Parks Australia, so Canberra manage the Rock, yeah. But at the same time, our community, the traditional owners, have a massive say when it comes to managing the actual Rock.
You've got an amazing story, Charlotte Allen, and I really, really thank you for sharing it with our listeners.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fea lawa I mawailau podcast.